Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And it's Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker this week, and we're joined by WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network News Director Jeff Palermo. Jeff, always good to have you with us, my friend.
How you doing today, Don?
Jeff, you know, you, like a lot of us in media, found to be successful, you need to wear several hats. You do both news directing and extensive sports covering. Do you consciously cover the two differently, or do you just take it as it comes and report on it?
Well, I think sports broadcasting comes a little bit easier for me, you know. you know, I did a news story yesterday on this whole blow up on UnitedHealthcare and Medicaid recipients having to probably switch their health insurance provider. That took me a while.
Oh, yeah.
And all into, you know, in a short in a way that the listener can understand what the heck is going on with that, where sports, it comes a little bit more natural for me. So
I feel your pain. Yeah, I've lived hunting and fishing my whole life, and it comes naturally. I could do it in my sleep. But, boy, I have to research the news stuff, let me tell you. And you do a great job at it. Well, Jeff, I'm not going to get you to talk about news. I want to talk about this musical chairs for the coaches. Kiffin from Ole Miss to LSU. Frank Wilson to Ole Miss for the second time after being at LSU for the second time. What's your take on his departure to Ole Miss, and how did it come about? It doesn't seem to me like Kiffin has a good enough relationship to say, you need to get this guy over there, he'll do good for your program, when he's actually with him at LSU, but then he's been at Ole Miss before, and he's not been gone too long to where they don't remember the job he did the first time.
And Lane Kiffin has worked with Frank Wilson before. Back in 2009, Frank Wilson was actually the wide receivers coach at Tennessee when Lane Kiffin was the head coach at Tennessee. So it's not like, I don't think there's any animosity there. I just think right now it's a comfort level with Lane Kiffin. And I think he's got something working here with his offensive coaching staff, and it's believed that Kevin Smith, the running backs coach at Ole Miss, will, once the Rebel season comes to an end, will most likely be the new running backs coach at LSU. And I think Lane just has a comfort level with all these guys on his offensive staff, from Charlie Weiss to his wide receivers coach, and then he brings in a new offensive line coach. I just think there's a feeling there that he's got a comfort level. And, you know, I think what concerns a lot of people is, especially LSU fans, I think they look back and say, oh, man, one of the big mistakes that Brian Kelly made early on was not retaining Corey Raymond. And we all know how strong of a recruiter that Corey Raymond is. And look at how that backfired. LSU's defense went into the tank a couple of years later in 2023, and they had to go out and get Corey Raymond again to bring him back to fix the situation. And I don't know if it's necessarily the same situation this time around, just because the world of college football recruiting has changed so much, Don. And, you know, one of Lane Kiffin's last press conference, he talked about how at Ole Miss, one of his last press conferences, he talked about how college athletics is now so transactional that these guys move here, move there. It's not so much about relationships anymore. And I found it pretty interesting that in Frank Wilson's last press conference that we heard him talk about when he was talking about coaching the team in the Texas Bowl, he really hit on the relationship part. So I think Lane looks at this and says, hey, I got a general manager in Billy Glasscock, and I got an offensive coaching staff that I believe in. and that the biggest thing that these kids are really more concerned about, whether it's guys coming out of the transfer portal or high school recruits, is, well, how will I be compensated? And the relationship part now is secondary. And so, you know, I think Lane feels that he could probably still get most of these kids out of the New Orleans area that he wants. And he's actually had success doing it at Ole Miss without Frank Wilson. They've been able to get kids out of the New Orleans area to play up there. So I think a lot of LSU fans just really respect what Frank Wilson did in a very difficult situation here when Brian Kelly got fired, to try to keep this thing together. But at this point, Lane Kiffin has got an idea of what he wants this thing to look like, and he's moving on, and there's tough decisions that have to be made when that occurs.
Yeah, well, I think the best advice for Frank Wilson is keep the house in Oxford and keep the one in Baton Rouge, because he's spending a lot of time in both places. Jeff, stay with me. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to take a little look and insight up ahead to the Texas Bowl and kind of tell us what you see coming up there. We're talking with Jeff Palermo. Jeff is a WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network News Director, and he'll be right back with us after this. Yeah, we're talking LSU football, also Tulane football, New Orleans Saints. You hear it all right here on the Big 870. With us this morning is Jeff Palermo, the Louisiana Network News Director and the WWL.com columnist and broadcaster. Jeff, the LSU Tigers will appear in the Texas Bowl versus Houston. Certainly that's not the one at the beginning of the season they certainly hoped they would be in. I remember you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You and I have some discussions when I think they were selected to be, I think they were about number three preseason choice at that time in the nation, and certainly been a big disappointment. They'll be playing the Houston Cougars in Houston on December 27th, which is about 10 days away. On the sideline coaching, from my understanding, it will be Frank Wilson. Where will Lane Kiffin be?
I think Lane Kiffin will probably be watching from a press box somewhere. You know, this is a very similar situation that we had when LSU was in the Texas Bowl a few years back, when they played Kansas State. Brad Davis was the interim head coach for that bowl game after Ed Orgeron had been dismissed and Brian Kelly had been named the head coach. And Brian Kelly hung out in the press box area and went on TV and during the TV broadcast and kind of talked about his vision of the LSU football program. So I think Lane will be mainly observing at that moment. So, you know, and there are a lot of people have asked, you know, why doesn't he just coach the team now? Because this is still the 2025 team, and Lane Kiffin was not part of the 2025 team. So let the coaches that have been with this team since, well, going all the way back to last January, if you would, when preparations for the season began, let these guys just finish it out. I know it's weird. And it gets even a little bit more weirder knowing that you're going to see Frank Wilson on the sidelines a week from Saturday night. He's going to be wearing the LSU jacket and the LSU hat and all that kind of stuff. But yet, you know, the next day he's going to, after that game's over with, he's going to take that off and he's an Ole Miss Rebel at that point. So yeah. It is what it is. I mean, college football is a bit of a mess right now. And this is kind of part of it, where you have these bowl games that in a way don't really make sense. They don't really matter. But yet you play them and somebody makes money off of it. And so, and we watch it. And once we watch it, we say, okay, that was great. And you move on. So
yeah, well, Ole Miss didn't share that sentiment about letting the coach that's been with the team this year go to the bowl game. They didn't agree with that at all. Well, right. Jeff, you know, that's what makes it so interesting and entertaining. That's where it is. Listen, thanks for being with us, Jeff, as always. And on short notice, we really appreciate you coming on to talk about Frank Wilson's situation.
No problem, Don. I appreciate it, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, my friend. That's Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist. You can read his columns on our website. He's also the Louisiana Network News Director. All right, coming up after the top of the hour news, we're going to be talking St. Tammany Parish. If you work, live, or play in the parish, you may be aware, or maybe you're not, there's a budget crunch, a budget situation, and we're going to talk to the parish president, Mike Cooper, about the impacts it will have, maybe how they can turn that around and rectify it. And also St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Randy Smith, what the budget impacts, the cuts will have to the services that are provided by the Sheriff's Department. St. Tammany Parish, we'll be talking about that. Then the following 2 hours, we're going to have extensive coverage of a situation where a little fish about 10 inches causes a major controversy in Louisiana. I'm talking about the menhaden, also known as the pogie. We have the industry representative coming on. We got state representative, elected official Joe Ogeron, and a couple of conservation organization organizers, Rad Trasher and Chris Macaluso. You'll want to hear that because you're going to hear a lot about it in the upcoming legislative session. And if you want to get a good, clear understanding about what the fish is, what the fishery is, and what the issues surrounding it are, stay tuned for that. I'm Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker on a Wednesday morning, and you're listening to it on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.